AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. President Trump says Iran is talking about possibly ending the war.
With Iran, we've been negotiating for a long time, and this time they mean business. And it's only because of the great job that our military did is the reason they mean business. They want to settle, and we're going to get it done, I hope.
But Iran says there are no negotiations. The president spoke to troops in Memphis. The AP Sagar Magani reports on a detour.
As the nation deals with war and long airport security lines,
come in love, I'm all shook up.
The president ventured to Elvis Presley's Graceland.
I love Elvis.
Lamenting he never met the late king of rock and roll. But the president's talked about Presley a lot. His rallies often feature Elvis music and concert videos. 8 years ago in Presley's Mississippi birthplace.
Other than the blonde hair, when I was growing up, they said I looked like Elvis. You see that? Did you believe it?
Sagar Magani, Washington.
ICE and other officers are helping at TSA checkpoints at big airports because of the shutdown at the Department of Homeland Security. Lines are still long. Keisha King is in Las Vegas, but was in line at security at DC's Reagan National.
For 4 hours. 4 hours. Horrible. From now on, I would drive wherever I have to go until they get this figured out. It was horrible.
Flights are resuming at LaGuardia in New York. A crash involving a plane and a fire truck killed two people. A flight attendant survived the crash after being thrown from the plane while strapped in her seat. Some journalists at the Voice of America are charging in a lawsuit that the Trump administration, while largely shutting down the government-run outlet that provides news around the world, wants the operation to be more of a voice for propaganda. Wall Street stocks are higher at the close. Oil prices are lower. This is AP News. Another New York area airport had to stop flights.
Arrivals and departures were temporarily paused at Newark Airport in New Jersey Monday morning after air traffic controllers there evacuated the tower due to a burning smell coming from an elevator. The FAA says there was no fire, no injuries, and the delay lasted less than an hour. Staff relocated to a backup tower during the pause. This came while flights were being diverted there from LaGuardia Airport, which was closed following a deadly crash late Sunday night that killed the pilot and co-pilot of an Air Canada jet and injured dozens when that plane hit a fire truck on the runway responding to a separate incident. Julie Walker, New York.
More than 2,000 people remain without power because of historic flooding in Hawaii. Heavy rains fell on soil already saturated by downpours from a winter storm a week ago. More than 200 people had to be rescued. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.